Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. Supporters and opponents of gay marriage have been watching what's happening in Washington this week as the Supreme Court is debating the issue. And to talk to me about what this looks like here in Ohio and what impact this could have on us is Bill Cohen with the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. Thanks for being here.
Sure.
Where does current law stand as it applies to gay marriage here in Ohio?
Well, we have a law and we have a constitutional amendment that the voters approved in 2004, and they basically say marriage is between one man and one woman, and we don't have same-sex marriage in Ohio. And the constitutional amendment even says something like, and we're not going to recognize anything that even looks like same-sex marriage, even by another name. So that's what the voters approved in 2004. As I remember it, more than 60% of Ohioans gave their blessing to that constitutional amendment.
Well, how will the Supreme Court's decision, both at the federal level when we're talking about the Defense of Marriage Act and what happens to the California case, how could that impact what's happening here in Ohio?
Well, I think if you are an activist and you want to have same-sex marriage recognized in Ohio, I don't really think, now I'm not a lawyer, of course, here, but I don't really think that the federal ruling is going to have that much of a direct legal impact one way or the other. Let's think this through. If the court rules that the federal and California laws against same-sex marriage are no good, okay, well, that could basically say, well, then Ohio's ban is unconstitutional, it must be dropped. That's fine, but that doesn't automatically give Ohio same-sex marriage. If you wanted to have same-sex marriage, you'd still have to have either the Ohio legislature approve the idea, which is not likely anytime soon, or you have to go to the ballot and get the voters to approve a new constitutional amendment saying we are, in a positive way, having same-sex marriage in Ohio. Now, let's say the Supreme Court rules the other way. Well, Ohio would still be free to have a new constitutional amendment approved by voters that would authorize same-sex marriage. So again, I don't see that the court ruling on the national level would have that big of a legal impact on Ohio. It would still be up to Ohio voters to change the way Ohio sees same-sex marriage.
Now, as I understand it, there is an effort from advocates for same-sex marriage to do just that.
That's right. They've been working for about a year. Of course, their goal is to collect something like 386,000 petition signatures. And if they get that, they could put a same-sex marriage proposal onto the statewide ballot. It would reverse the 2004 ban, and it would not only cancel the ban, it would say, we are authorizing same-sex marriage in Ohio.
You know, 2004 is not that long ago. I wonder when you're talking to advocates, what are they saying about the timing of this?
Well, the gay rights community is basically split on this right now. The activists who are collecting signatures on petitions right now say this is the year to do this. And there are new polls, they say, that show a majority of Ohioans now like the idea of same-sex marriage. There have been two polls recently, one 52% and one 54% Ohioans supporting the idea of same-sex marriage. So these activists say, let's do it. We've got the majority now. But you've got other groups. In fact, two of the established gay rights groups working in Ohio, Human Rights Campaign and Equality Ohio, they say sometimes these polls overestimate how much support there is for same-sex marriage. And they say, why not wait a year or two or three until the polls change even more? And it's very clear you maybe have 55 or 60% of Ohioans supporting same-sex marriage. Why don't we wait a couple, 3 years, build more of a groundswell of support, and then it'll be pretty clear we're going to win. They say if you do it now, it's iffy.
Governor Kasich spoke out on the issue this week. Where does he stand?
Well, he said that he is not for recognizing same-sex marriage, but he said he is for civil unions. But then, just a few hours later, his press secretary said, well, the governor was using the word civil unions in a very informal way. He was just saying that currently he thinks same-sex couples can make legal arrangements that'll transfer money or certain rights to people's partners, and that's the way he was using it. The press secretary said the governor does not support changing the 2004 constitutional amendment to let Ohio recognize legal civil unions. Nothing really shocking, I'd say, out of the governor's office. Nothing like the total 180-degree turnaround by U.S. Senator Rob Portman.
I've been speaking with Bill Cohen with the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. Thanks for being here.
Glad to.